Hi guys, just here to give you a quick update on Hand From Above. Going really well at the moment. Obviously, he trialled the other day, and Darren was the opinion that he trialled just a bit flat. And look, he didn't have his blinkers on, and the track was heavy, and we know that he's not effective on real heavy ground. So that was like a heavy 910 there at Ballarat. And he was in against horses of the ilk of Voodoo Lad and Hellbent and those sort of horses. So it just tells you the caliber of those horses. Are a bit stiff to be in the same sort of trial, but that's the way Darren does things up there. He throws horses in around the better horses, and hopefully it brings out the best in them. But unfortunately, we're on a wet track with no blinkers on, which didn't suit. So Darren's of the opinion that he likes to start from scratch with these horses that have come from other stables, so he may not have his blinkers on for his first run. Which is just a bit of a word of warning, because some horses don't fire without their blinkers on, which he's been a blinker horse all his career. So fingers crossed we can get the best out of him. At this stage, he's going to go to the jump outs again Friday, have a little hit out at Warrnambool, and then there's a race for him at Terang, which is coming up. Having a look at the calendar here, Terang is on the 9th of April. There's a 1400 metre benchmark 78, so that could be an option for him. Nice big track, benchmark 78, and there's a $40,000 race. So at this stage, probably keep heading towards there. Otherwise, if he doesn't trial as well as expected, Darren might even choose to give him another trial. Just don't be too perturbed by Darren with his trials, because he does do a lot of trialing before he sends his horse to the race. He likes to give him nice experience in grounding, make sure they're super fit. But we'll send some more information out later in the week. Cheers, guys, and take care.